All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Being a Dick. You guys didn't like the interlude, so we're going to try to get through the rest of it so we can get back to episode 9, which you guys are really waiting on. But let's just go through the interlude real quick, and then we'll go and get you to your episode 9 so y'all can be happy and see what's going on with the gang and Halloween. Surfing did get easier with time. It took more practice than I'd like to admit, but I finally did it. I rode the waves, even if it meant paddling for 10 minutes to surf for 10 seconds. I did it. And after I got done with class, I had my other board waiting for me. I felt kind of guilty for preferring it over the surfboard. But at least with this board, I was good at riding something in San Diego. I stopped riding Grim daily after the first few months. It began with a one-day break from riding him. Then it was two, and before even knowing it, 2 weeks had passed before he decided to reach out. He told me about school and what he'd been up to, how my mom was doing fine and that she told him to say hi. Little did he realize I was talking to my mom more often than him for the first time in my adult life. The words Brett told me about M's echoed inside my head. And if there was even the tiniest chance that Grim felt more about us than he let me know, I hoped that I was doing him a favor by not making him remember me every day. I think it worked. We followed each other on Rooster. Again, I did what Ems did. I gave Grim a like or two once in a while. He didn't really post much. He isn't the kind of guy that needs to be seen or validated by others. That's one of the reasons why he's the best. I found a studio apartment and it was perfect. It was big and kind of expensive, but at least I didn't have to share a room with strangers anymore. That red wristband couldn't have come off faster. Truth be told, I had a spare green wristband and I swiped from a tourist who was leaving town. It worked great at places where I wasn't well known. I blame my blue hair for being recognizable. I did have some bar-related wristband incidents that I'm not proud of. Brett's fears became a reality when Jonah applied for college. He had to hire a new tattoo artist, Jenna. She wasn't the best, but she sure was fun. I'd never met a girl who could finish a whole bottle of tequila by herself and burp the alphabet before I met her. As surfing season ended, I decided to pick up my studies. That fucking trigonometry class might suck balls, but I wasn't gonna be its bitch. Thank fuck for online classes. I did graduate. But there's something about printing your diploma that doesn't feel as good as the whole pomp and circumstance deal. Also, it would have been a sweeter feeling if Mom and Grim were there to see it. I know that they would have been as happy about it as me. And also that they pestered me about applying for college. I guess that's why I chose to graduate, but still, I'm not Jonah. But Jonah did teach me a few things about college. That dude should be like a guidance counselor or something. He showed me these classes in graphic design. Oh wow, look at that. He showed me these classes in graphic design that seemed fun.
Oh yeah.
I had to do something else aside from working at tattoos when I couldn't surf, so I applied for a course. But it turns out I'm not good enough to get accepted for anything over here. And any joy I actually felt from graduating was gone after that. I ended up spending a lot of time with Brett, if not under his needle or on his balcony, then at the local waterhole. We got really close. No, not that kind of close. Well, it might have looked like it, but fuck, here's where it got messy. I fucking did it. I graduated. I'll never have any use for trigonometry in my life, but fuck, it felt good passing the final test. The question is, what do I do now? Should I apply for college? It feels funny writing it, college. I need to think about this more. I won't make any rush decisions. I'm gonna celebrate tonight, that's for sure. I hope Brett, Ems, and Jonah are free. If not, they'll have to make time for me. This is huge. Trigonometry? Yeah, I know it. Hangover? That is all. Oh, this is the last tattoo I'm getting, I swear. I'm gonna look like Emma if I continue. I get why she kept going. This shit is addicting. The owl came out great. I'm so happy with it. Brent said, spent so much time on it, it totally fits my style. Owls are a symbol of wisdom. I wouldn't describe myself as wise, but passing trigonometry sure as shit means I'm not an idiot. And an owl aren't... All owls aren't geniuses. They can't be. So maybe that's what my owl represents. A misfit owl. Anyway, I fucking love it. Mom might freak out when I tell her I got another tattoo. That's what's good about living over here in San Diego. I can tell her these things without worrying about being grounded, LOL. Misfit Owl. I don't go hoot hoot like you. I'm not that smart either, but damn, I'm beautiful. Rejected. I didn't think you'd get rejected from a stupid class, but I lack prerequisite knowledge on some bullshit. How am I supposed to learn some basic thing if they won't bother to teach it to me? I don't understand it. What I do understand is that I need to study even more basic classes to study what I'm interested in. And that's kind of fucked up. So what? I don't know how to click some stuff in some illustration software. I know how to draw. You don't think I would pick up the knowledge with time? Gah! Frustrating as fuck is what it is. She says shitballs. Okay, that illustration software wasn't as straightforward as I thought it would be, but it still sucks. Brett knows how to use it, and he'll teach me the basics. He's used it when designing tattoos in the past, which is kind of cool. It's installed on the computer I use daily, so there's no excuse not to practice on it. One kind of cool thing, you can scan a drawing and turn it into vectors. I can see lots of use for that. Like if I wanted to import some cool design and make a t-shirt based on it, it would be pretty awesome to design clothes with my own prints on them. Zoe, limited edition. Limited because these prints cost shitloads. They do. 20. Just one more year to go until I don't have to be sneaky to have fun times. I don't know why I got this emotional today. I guess it's because I'm celebrating alone. Well, not alone. Brett, Jonah, Emma, and Jenna celebrated with me. What I mean is that Mom wasn't here and Nana wasn't here either, and him, he didn't send me a text or anything. I guess it's my fault for trying to stay away from him, but it kind of hurt. It just feels different. I guess that's what growing up will be like from now on. It is my birthday. Mom fucking came to visit. All this way for me. I can't believe her. I'm still crying. Haha. It's the best birthday gift I could have asked for. She still looks the same. Maybe a bit thinner. I don't think she liked my new look, but at least she didn't scold me for the ink. It was the best day in a long time. I showed her my diploma and she cried with joy. She felt proud that I finished high school, even after I chose to move here. Floyd never thought I would, and proving him wrong feels extra good. He didn't come with Mom, and that's fine. It wouldn't have felt as good as if he did. He'd probably find some way to make me feel like shit anyway. He'd likely try to stick it to me for not being a surfer and make money from it yet or something like that. Anyway, thank you for coming to celebrate my birthday, Mom. It meant the world to me. This notebook is like my personal vault. It's storing my secrets and thoughts in it. The security is kind of shit, though. Anyone could open and read it. Oh, what the fuck is this? Oh. There's a
code.
Roses are red and violets are blue. The hypothesis of a right triangle is C to the power of 2. The rest of the code can be used to complete a haiku. Waves to ride with joy, a blue ocean below me, endlessly riding. I don't know. The hypotenuse of a right angle is C to the power of 2.
To the power of 2. So.
The hypotenuse of.
Usually it's A squared
plus B squared equals C squared. I can't believe I remembered that. I don't know. Like, I am dumb on math. Do you have a phone or something that can help? The rest of the code can be used to complete a haiku.
What you get?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It doesn't work here. 11, 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 5, 5, 5, 2. I doubt that's it.
That'd be a couple hours.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Oh, Grim, we're not gonna watch that. But that's what we got, guys. It's literally what we got. We can't do anything else. Alright, so back to the story then. Hey, what's up with all the photos? Oh, by the way, something very important to tell you all, if you haven't already figured it out. The vault isn't just for the game. The vault's in every single episode. There's a vault of special CGIs you can only get. Now, if you buy the strategy guide, it'll tell you. But if you don't have the strategy guide, you'll have to figure the code out yourself. But in every single episode, there's special CGs that you can only get by doing the vault. So you have to do the vault every episode, not just for the game itself. So keep that in mind. Even this episode's vault was in her notebook. And I don't know it. Go buy the game. You figure it out. You know math better than I do, definitely. I've always failed math, so yeah. Hey, what's up with all the photos? I'm documenting our bodies, duh. What the hell is that supposed to mean? When you grow old, like 40 or something, you're gonna want to have pics like these. So I can see how hot I used to look? That's depressing. It's not depressing, it's fun! You're gonna remember these pics and laugh about that bitching time you had with Emma on that beach trip. So the pics are for romanticizing? Not only, you're gonna look at your body and think, damn girl, I got out of shape. I need to head out for a run. They'll be highly motivational. Here, do me. I want some non-selfie ones. You asked for it. That's the pose you're going with? What's wrong with it? I'm just making sure that this is the pose that will make you want to go out for a run in how many years from now? That's for me to know and for you to shut up about. Haha, okay. Come on, my back is starting to hurt. Snap some hot shots. Upper body shot, lower body shot, full body shot. These pictures are pretty lewd. And there's your full body shot. Great, keep going. Oh, wow. Okay. Ass. Hey, the ass has dimples on it, just like a real ass. No, look, the ass has dimples on it, just like a real ass.
It's pimples got or dimples?
Dimples, pimples, you know, a lot of, yeah, people have those. We'll just stop that. I don't like that one. Tit focus shot, I don't like that one either. Ass focus shot. I want a couple without the top, too. Really? There are people over there, you know. Exactly. They are over there. Hurry up. Okay. I'm really big on these artistic shots. You'll have to excuse me. Fun. Now for the final one. Really? Is this gonna be on your OnlyFans? Done. Now let's not do that again. Let me see them. Here, I hope they aren't too tacky for you. Then again, you chose to go topless. Too tacky? Look at me, I look hot. I dare you to send one of these to someone. How much? It's a dare, not a bet. I'm not sending them for nothing. How about $1? A dollar? Is that what my body's worth in your eyes? Man, smoking like an OnlyFans. The price of a cheap burger?
Shoot, I wish I knew where those burgers were at. And if they're in California, it's Rat Burger, I can promise you.
$2? I'll do it if I can take pictures of you. One picture. Two. Okay, deal. So who do I send these to? A guy or a girl?
A guy.
Some guy, of course. You think? Jonah maybe? Jonah or Brett?
I can't remember which one's which.
Jonah's the gay guy, Brett's the other guy.
Brett, I think they had history.
Yeah, they do. Jonah, what a cop-out. That's like ordering pepperoni pizza for a vegan. Pointless. Yeah, let's go with Jonah. Haha, incent. I told you I'd do it. I didn't think you'd go through with it. You're not backing out of our deal, are you? I'm not gonna do these poses you did. They were kinda nasty. You're calling me nasty? What a bitch. Pose for me, Zoe. Meh. Do you call that posing? Can't you give me a little bit nasty? These pics won't make you go for a run 20 years from now. This is so stupid. Lose the top and show off your ass or something. You owe me. Yes, way better. And now that I know you have zero inhibitions, I'll never dare you again. I've got inhibitions, but dares are fun. They can lead to fun times. Just look how awesome these pics turned out. No, what the hell, Emma? You don't like them? I mean, I look hot, but they're just weird. Tell me that in 20 years. Eh, I don't want those around for that long. Delete them. Come on. Emma. Fine. Phone message. Aha, Jonah just sent me a pic of his dragon. Yikes, that's a sad and wrinkly dragon. Ha ha ha. Did you get your sleeve filled in recently? Yeah, looks better now, right? Sure does. When are you gonna let me tattoo you? I think I'm done getting tattoos. I don't want to get carried away. Wow, so you let Brett make that chest piece and that owl? And Jonah and Jenna get to work on your sleeve? Why do you hate me? You never asked me to let you do one. You never asked me, and I'm asking you now. I think I'm set. Maybe a small one on my leg? A small one on your leg? What an insult. What can I tell you? I don't want more. What about piercings I can do your tongue? Maybe. Or your nipples? My nipples? Yeah, it's hot. You'll love it. Guys go crazy for them. They get more erect than normal nipples. Is that true? Book that up. I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
They're already pulled out so far they can't go back in.
I mean, you don't even have them. Does it hurt to have them made? No, it doesn't hurt one bit. Fucking ow! Fuck! Really? Was it worse than the first one? Yeah, I think I anticipated the pain more. I thought you'd become a pain junkie by now. What gives? To sum up, tattoos, fuck yes. Titty piercings, fuck! Ems, did you see where I... Whoa! That's one way to get him to shut up, huh? Seems like it. So how long until this will heal? It can take months up to a year, but just follow our instruction pamphlet. Cool, thanks for doing... Zoe, is there something going on between you and Brett? Me and Brett? No, did he say something? Are you fucking him? Fucking him? The dude's like 10 years older than me. So? It's kind of grody. Also, he's my boss, even grodier. What about all those rooster posts and how you act in each other's comment sections? You're clearly flirting, constantly. It's like watching a married couple. Stalked much? We're just having fun together. Ems, I only have you guys here. Of course, I'm gonna hang out with you for... Excuse me. I only have you guys here. Of course I'm going to hang out with you a lot. Doesn't mean that something is going on. Why is this a big deal to you? It's not a big deal. Sure seems so. You're angrily asking me if I'm fucking him. What's going on between you two? Fuck off. Whoa, what just happened? Maybe it's him who likes you then. But whatever it is, I'm telling you, don't fucking date him, okay? Whoa. I don't fuck your ex and you don't fuck mine. I don't dig your fucking tone. You can't tell me what to do, and more importantly, don't fucking accuse your friend of doing that. Man, they were friends just a few minutes ago.
Oh yeah, that's how
girls that's just like women, man. It's Women 101, right? What the fuck, Emma? Heh. Or excuse me, hey, sorry about walking in on you. Where's Ems? I need to ask her something. She bounced. Oh fuck, I'll have to call her then. Dude, something's wrong with her. With Ems? Yeah, she got pissed off at me for no reason. Or, well, she thought there was a reason, but there's none. Her mood flipped 180, now she's mad as hell. Did you last here for this long without seeing her lose her temper? It's nothing to worry about, Zoe. I wouldn't take it personally. Don't take it personally. Really? So you pretty much accused me of fucking you. Oh, why? You tell me. I mean, you and I have been spending a lot of time together, but as friends, right? What do you mean, right? Of course as friends. I told her no, and then it was Grody. Grody? Wow. Is it the red hair? No, but it doesn't do you any favors. Kick me when I'm down, will you? Brett, get a grip. I'll talk to her about it, okay? Okay, I'm heading home. I have some nipples to take care of. Yeah, dude, how old are you? Still laughing at tits? Tits will always be funny, Zoe. You wouldn't get it. Grody. Zoe, you better check Rooster. Sup, Dragon Lord? What about it? Emma just posted something about you. I trust to help someone in need, and what happens? The skank ends up fucking my ex in return. Fuck you, I'd kickflip. Oh, shit.
That would piss you the fuck off,
what the fuck? Fucking pick up.
This shows how petty they are.
I don't want to talk to you. Why the fuck are those pics on Rooster? You said you deleted them. Yeah, and you said you didn't fuck Brett. Looks like we're both liars. I didn't. Click. Fuck. Wow, is that you, Zoe? Tits. What a whore. Slut. A friend stealing your ex? That's disgusting. Is it just me or are those tits saggy for her age? Wow, that guy's kind of an asshole.
He's a little picky. Those look fine to me.
Oh my god, Zoe. Hey, what the fuck, Emma? Delete that post now. Holy shit, she went to her house.
Looked like she busted her door.
Yeah? I'll do that when you unfuck Brett, you skank. Calm her down or take her phone.
Calm her down.
We're gonna solve this like men instead of women?
Yeah.
I already told you I didn't fuck him. What the hell is wrong with you? Liar. Brett didn't deny it. Emma, calm down. My friends and family can see that post. Don't you realize what you're doing to me? Let's talk, okay? What did Brett say? Or I didn't fuck him. I think it would be better to go with what did Brett say.
Yeah.
What did Brett tell you? I told you. I asked him if he was into you and he didn't deny it. There's nothing to deny. It's so stupid. We're just friends. Yeah, right. What is this about, really? Do you still want him or something? What? I can't think of any other reason why you'd lash out at me like this. You're so fucking wrong. I've been nothing but nice to you. Don't you think I'd at least check with you first if I were gonna date him? I wouldn't hurt you like that. Okay, I fucking love him. Is that what you wanted to hear? And it's not just about you. I don't want to see anyone date him. That's some women are like that.
Yeah.
They don't want anybody else to have him, but yeah. They don't want him.
If they can't have him, no one can.
When I left town for Vegas, he didn't even care. I thought I meant more to him than that. We've been friends since we were kids and lived next door to each other. I leave and he doesn't even give a fuck. It was just me who had to call him, and I just said fuck it and see if he'd pick up the phone or send me a text. And what do I get from that? Nothing. Not a single call, not even a fucking text saying he missed me or anything. And then, when I return home, he treats me like a friend, like I'm some pal he hasn't seen in a while, and that's it. He didn't even kiss me. I think I see where it went wrong. Brett told me about the two of you when I first came here, and you should probably ask him for his side of the story. Because it's not all what you think it is. It's not? He was trying to get over you. It hurt him when you left. He thought that you did him a favor by not calling him, you know, so they could move on. That's not what I wanted. He thinks it was. Brett. Sobs. I don't know what his feelings are for you today. I suck balls at talking about feelings, so I never bothered to ask. Brett and I are close, but we're just friends, I swear. Oh my god, what have I done to you? The pictures. They're gone. It's too late, or thank you. Thank you, Emma. I'm so fucking sorry. I don't know what came over me. I just... sobs. I was furious about that post, and I don't know what came over me. I was so close to just snatching her phone, but instead I talked to her about it. And it's probably for the better. I don't see myself patching it up with Emma if I didn't try to calm her down that night. That's what happens when you solve a problem like men instead of women. Yep. Woman would have snatched that fucking phone in a heartbeat. I haven't fully forgiven her for what she did, but I kind of understand her better now. Love those crazy things with your head. It hadn't occurred to me that she still had feelings for Brett. In a way, Emma and I are more alike than I'd like to admit. We both suck at expressing ourselves. She does get angrier than me when she tries to, though. She eventually told Brett about her feelings for him. It took a lot of liquid courage, and the timing was kind of bad. I think I love you. Aha, I love you too. No, you don't get it. I love you. And I love you. You still don't get it. Why didn't you fight for me when I went to Vegas? You didn't fight for me. She said, you didn't fight for me. You loved me? That's what I'm trying to tell you. You never called me or anything. Why? No, you stopped calling me. To see if you would call me. I don't get it. I wish you would have called me. I didn't think you wanted me to. I wanted you to. Then why did you leave? I was bored. I wanted to try something new. I thought that working in a casino would be the coolest thing ever, but it sucks when you have to be sober. People keep spitting on you when they get too drunk. The cards get all sticky. I thought you were over me. Smack, I wasn't. Fuck me hard, like you used to in the past. So we're gonna head out. No, stay. Hard pass. Not you, Zoe. Stay. Not you, Zoe. Stay. Nah, I should bounce too. You should probably talk some more. Zoe, I think I might be getting back together with him. Ems. Shh, girl talk over here, okay? She's drunk as fuck. If that's what you guys want, go for it. Do you think it's a bad idea? I think you should have this talk when you're sober, at least when Brett's not half asleep. Did you ever have a threesome? I see where this is going, but no. Take care, Ems. You never did fuck him, did you? Finally, you're catching on. Aha. Smack. Smack. Now they're kissing. Don't mind me, guys. Hump ahoy. What happened after I left? That's their business. I wish that were the case. Emma called me 1 hour later with the deets. Apparently it went something like this. Fuck me, Brett. My head is fucking spinning, Ems. Did you get whiskey, Dick? It's a bit softer than I can remember. I'll get there. Come, baby, let me make it harder for you. That's it. It's getting hard, Ems. Hell yeah, it is. Yay, go Brett. Whoa, that's the wrong hole. Huh? Brett, that's my asshole. Oh no, not in the asshole. Damn, okay, keep going. Ugh. I fucking missed you so much. Huh? Fuck me, Brett. Fuck me. Harder. Fuck my ass. Right. Yay. Hey, you're going soft again. Well, the old man is staring at me. Yeah, I should have hung up the phone. They were drunk and had some fun. I was happy for them. But when I saw them avoid talking about it in the days that followed, I felt like they regretted it. I wasn't expecting them to get back together overnight, but they seemed to be in denial. I found it stupid. Going by the awkward moments, they both clearly remembered it. Whiskey Dick Brett! And if they didn't, they had Jenna to remind them about it. Hopefully they revisit the topic another night, but I don't know what happened. Frankly, there were other big things on my mind, and I couldn't run from those thoughts any longer. Get ready! Rank S.
That's way better than trying to drink a beer on it.
Oh yeah, that's hard. You unlocked a special render. door knocking. Who is it? Hey, it's just me. I was in the area. You were? Well, it's lunchtime and you didn't show up for work today. Sorry, I was going to, but I didn't get out of bed until just now. Fuck work. We haven't even had a single customer today. Want to go to the beach instead? Looks like you could use it. I don't know, I kind of feel like doing nothing today. Is something wrong? Lately, yeah. It's not about M's again, right? No, I'm way over that post. Then what's bugging you? Where do I start? Somewhere? Anywhere? I'm running out of money. Shit, I know the pay is bad, but I can see what I can do about it. No, you don't. Excuse me, no, don't. I know you're already stretching your budget more than you can afford. I wish I could tell you no to that, but you already know the nasty truth. Well, you could look for another job. Don't let me keep you from it. There'd be no hard feelings if you did. It's not just about the money. Then what is it? When I came here, I wanted to pursue a dream, you know? Thanks to my grandma, I could give it a go, but the money she left me didn't last as long as I thought it would. And that makes me feel like I've wasted it all. And I'm not a surfer. Floyd was right, I can't make any money off of it. Honestly, I like it way less than I thought I would. I love the skateboard she got me, not just because it reminds me of her, but because it's something I'm good at. Just like drawing. That's also something I'm great at. The waves aren't me. The apartment isn't me. The reception of your tattoo studio isn't me. This isn't me. And it fucking hurts because all the time I thought that it was me. And I wanted it to be me, and now... I fucking let her down. Sobs. Hey. I miss her so fucking much, Brett. It still hurts, and I didn't even get to say goodbye to her. Everyone I've talked to says that time would take care of it, but it's not doing that for me. I feel so much more alone than I ever did when she was alive. I didn't know your grandma, but based on the stories you told me about her, I can't imagine that she'd feel let down by you not liking it here. But she wanted to pursue what made you happy in life, didn't she? That's all she ever wanted for me. You jumped on a train, leaving your old life behind for this because you thought you wanted it. And when you realize that it isn't what you wanted, her wish for you doesn't change, does it? She'd still want you to go for whatever you want next. And you should keep doing that. If I were your grandma, I would have been proud as fuck, rather. Haha, if you were my grandma. Thanks, Brett. So what do you feel? What are you dreaming of right now? I dream of going back home. Wow, you're gonna make me cry too, you know. How can I say that I want you to do that while knowing how much I'll miss you? I know. You meant so much to me, Brett. You, Jonah, and Ems are the reasons why it's so hard to leave. The good old days. I think you still have a few good years in you. Promise you'll call once in a while. Call? I'll fucking come back to visit. You know it. You know it. And we can meet up somewhere too, you know? Here, I drew this for you. Brett's metal and ink? In case you wanted a different name or whatever. Zoe, I love it. Thanks. And here we are. I gave it my all, but I wasn't as good as young Zoe... I gave it my all, but it wasn't as good as young Zoe dreamt it would be when she played with a wooden plank as a surfboard as her grandma cheered her on. In reality, the waves swallowed me in my surfboard hole before I learned how to ride them. I will always bear those feelings with me. The feeling of how I hated being a loser when I fell off the surfboard. The feeling of how I didn't enjoy surfing and how cold the water was. The wonderful feeling of skating back home to take a hot shower after a day of pretending I was a banana in the ocean. The people I met and how much they came to mean to me. But ultimately, the feeling that I was missing something I couldn't put my finger on. The feeling I tried so hard to push back and ignore. Home blindness. I took a black-haired badass, a shaven teddy bear, and a red-haired, tight-pants-wearing goofball to teach me to love my hometown and the people in it. So now, I'm heading back home. Oh, wow.
Uh-oh. This is gonna mess up everything.
And something has changed. We can look at our new renders. By the way, since this is like a new game, we don't have any of the old renders. It just, that's the only thing that sucks. So we don't have any of the old renders. Interlude vault, vault. Oh wow, there's a lot of vaults. Holy shit, there was a lot of vaults in the interlude. Okay. We got a mixed art. Huh.
All right. Okay.
Oh,
oh, hello.
Look at that.
Ho, ho, ho.
We have nothing. I mean, it's all episode 9. Episode 9 is long, if you haven't noticed. So, we're about to be on it.
That sounds awesome.
The Moose Lounge. Yep, this is still hasn't changed. Cell phone rings. Dad, now it's not a good time for me. Wait, what? She's back? Why? I guess. Give her my new number. Yeah, my old phone is switched off. Hey, is she okay? I see. Grim, you better fucking open up. Dad, I gotta go. And we're done with the interlude.
Okay.
So, we're going to do a separate video because I don't want to go right into the, like, episode 9. Episode 9 needs to be its own thing.
Yeah.
So, we thank you guys for hanging out with us, and we're going to come back with just a little bit of the interlude. We don't have that much time, but we're going to do a little bit of the interlude, maybe about 30 minutes. It's a little late here. So we're going to do that, and then after that, we'll be done. And you can expect more episode 9, but we're finally finished. I know you guys didn't like the interlude that much. I noticed by the number of hits I got. So now things are going to pop back up. You're going to be like, oh shit, we're back to the game.
Yep. I think it explains a lot.
So it explains a lot, but it's not really, being a dick. Like, it's not the college and everything, yeah.
Well, I figured the new style, too, but I think that was interesting to have in it, like the college.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. That was different. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we will be out for being a dick, and we will see you in just a little bit.